The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio on the air and online.
As a historian, Professor Robert Geraci enjoys doing research, so when he learned about the puzzling resignation of Teresa Sullivan last summer, he began to dig. What he found suggests a possible link between board members' views on climate change and Sullivan's steadfast defense of scientist Michael Mann. His research connects burning of fossil fuels with a warming planet, and that view made him a target for Tea Party Republican Ken Cuccinelli. The Attorney General demanded UVA turn over Mann's emails from a time when he worked at the university. But Geraci points out that President Sullivan resisted.
She made the decision not to comply with Cuccinelli's demand for Mann's emails and other records, but chose to hire lawyers and defend UVA against that in the name of academic freedom. In fact, she spent about $600,000 of UVA's money doing this.
Then a member of the Board of Visitors, Mark Kington, and a major university donor, Paul Tudor Jones, gave $3 million for a chair in environmental science. The two were leaders in the move to replace Sullivan.
Exactly 2 months before the announcement of Sullivan's quote-unquote resignation, the Environmental Sciences Department, who had been searching for someone to fill this new chair in climate science, voted to hire none other than Michael Mann.
Sullivan, who's been a champion of UVA's faculty, might well have supported that choice, but it might not have pleased Kington and Dragas. They sit on the board of Dominion Power, a utility that burns coal to generate electricity. Another board member, George Keith Martin, is employed by the law firm that represents Dominion, and visitor Marvin Gilliam made his considerable fortune in coal. Whatever the case, Geraci says other administrators turned thumbs down on Mann's selection, a claim which Virginia Public Radio confirmed.
The dean of the College of Arts and Sciences and then the provost of the university both blocked the hire.
State lawmakers will soon consider whether to launch an investigation into what happened at UVA and whether to confirm Dragas for another term on the Board of Visitors. The question of what motivated her to work for Sullivan's removal could prompt a closer look at whether climate science was a factor. I'm Sandy Houseman.